Hey everybody, welcome to the latest Hobosode. This is Hobosode number 44, and it's sponsored by Brown Magic. Thanks, Brown Magic, for being a supporter on the Patreon. I think today I'm going to do a car ding or two, maybe three, if things go well. And I don't think I have any announcements for today's Hobosode, except that you should be leaving car ding notes on cars that say, sorry I dinged your car, please give me a call back, 626-269-8976, and sign the note as Roy. Today I'm going to be giving some of these carding numbers to XYZ, because he's doing his live show in a couple of hours. So hopefully we'll have some brand new carding calls today from XYZ. And I hear Carlito might be doing something today, and I'm sure Dwight might be this weekend. So woohoo, cardings! And I don't know if I'm going to get a full show done today, because I've got a really busy day today. G-Ad's keeping me busy with one of his projects. He's always issuing like corporate memos and stuff to other prank callers and forcing us to do things and yelling at us about contracts and ratings and stuff like that. So I think that's going to keep me pretty busy. But tomorrow, I don't have a lot to do on Saturday. So maybe I can get a quick show done in the morning, a full-size show this weekend. Hopefully.
Yeah, hi, is this Roy?
Yeah,
you
hello?
Left a note on
hello?
My truck.
Are we live?
I need it, my truck. Give me a call back at that number. Bye.
All right, I'm going to call this guy back about the tiny little ding I put on his truck. Doesn't even matter. Shouldn't even care about it. Shouldn't have to pay.
Hello.
Hey, this is Roy.
Hello.
This is Roy. I left a note on your truck. Hello? He hung up. I think it was too noisy over there.
Hello.
Hello, it's Roy. I left a
Hello.
Note. I left a note on your truck.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Why can't you hear me, sir? Okay, some time has passed, and I've figured out that I have some audio issues over here. So let's see if this guy will still pick up. He probably won't.
Hello?
Hey there, this is Roy. I left a note on your truck.
Hey, how you doing? You're the honest guy.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, how you doing, Roy?
Not too bad. Did you see the damage up there on the roof?
No, I didn't see it. I couldn't find it.
Oh, okay. It was just kind of a dent right in the middle of the roof on the cab.
How did you dent the roof?
I was playing GTA in real life, and I was flying around in a buzzard, shooting at things, and I jumped out and launched my parachute, and I landed right on your truck. I tried not to. I tried to land next to it, but I ended up landing right on the top, and I, you know, my...
You were buzzing around on what?
I was in a buzzard. I was playing GTA in real life. I was going around shooting things. Being kind of a dick in the game, basically. And
so how do you end up on the roof?
I jumped out of the buzzard.
What is a buzzard?
It's a helicopter, but it's got like these machine gun things on the side of it, but I kept taking hits from snipers. And I had to jump out of the helicopter. They were about to kill me. My alarm thing was going off. Like, you know, they're getting ready to hit me with one of those.
I still don't understand what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you fucking... I don't understand it.
No, GTA in real life. You know, like you fly around the buildings and stuff in the buzzard and you shoot at things. Sometimes people shoot a rocket launcher at you and you have to, you know, abandon ship and jump out as long as you have a parachute. But I ended up landing on the top of your truck and it put a dent, but maybe it popped back up, you know? That happens sometimes.
Oh, I'll take a look at it when I get home.
Okay. Okay.
So do you live in the neighborhood?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm right around here. I live out closer to the Walmart.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So what's that called? A what?
Oh, GTA. It's Grand Theft Auto. Version 5. It's a video game, but I was playing it in real life. You know, where you like fly around on helicopters and jump out.
Real helicopters?
Yeah, but it's a game.
I know it's a game. Real helicopters?
Yeah, real.
How did you get so low in that neighborhood with the trees?
Real machine guns? You didn't hear the explosions?
No.
Because I had to abandon the helicopter. It's gone. But, you know, they disappear after a little while. You know, they're just on the ground for a little bit, and then they just kind of disappear when nobody's around.
Really?
Yep.
So you're messing with me?
No, I'm not messing with you. It's a real game. This is a real thing. You can look it up.
So what kind of helicopter?
It's a buzzard. I don't know what that is in real life. They have different names for them in GTA. Like, I think they call Lamborghinis and Toros and stuff like that. It doesn't make any sense. It's really confusing.
How big is it?
The helicopter?
Yeah.
Oh, it was a full-size helicopter. It had, like, those minigun things, like they use in Terminator.
And you fly this thing?
Yeah, yeah, I flew it. I jumped out.
You're inside it.
Yeah, yeah, I was inside it. I jumped out. I don't know what my elevation was, but I had a parachute, and I landed on your truck. I tried to land next to it, but, you know, the controls are hard sometimes. I was using that new...
And the helicopter just disappeared.
Well, eventually, I assume, because... I don't know. I didn't hear about it on the news or anything.
Really?
Yup.
All right. Let me take a look at it when I go home.
Also,
I'm in New Bedford right now.
As I was leaving, your truck, it was looking at me.
My what?
Your truck. It was looking at me. It was just looking. Just giving me snake eyes.
Really?
Just kept looking at me as I was walking away. As I was detaching my parachute. Just looking.
Boy.
Just looking at me.
All right. I'll let you know when I get home. I'll give you a call.
All right. Don't take forever.
All right.
I don't have all day.
I won't. Believe me, I called you the other day.
Yeah, I know. I've been trying to call. I guess you're having cell phone issues. I couldn't get through. It's all your fault.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll talk to you in a little bit.
Okay.
Goodbye.
I love you. That was fun. That was a idea from Gonzo. I think he left it last year. He just said to say I was playing GTA in real life and dropped onto their car from a helicopter. It made no sense at all. My favorite type of phone call. Thanks, Gonzo. So I was going to do more of these, but I'm having troubles getting through to anything. Like, I've called, like, I don't know, at least 15 today. And most of them are just not answering. There was one that just hung up on me. That guy, he couldn't hear me. I don't know what it was. Something with my sound settings. I called him like 4 times before he could finally hear me. I thought he was having cell phone problems, but it ended up being my fault. Damn it. So what I'm saying is that's the only call for today's Hobosode. Before we get going, though, there's something I've been wanting to do. Actually, wait, let's listen to a voicemail real quick. No reason, I just want to listen to a voicemail. I haven't done a voicemail in a while.
Hey, Brad, it's Crazy Calvin again.
Hey, look, guys, it's Crazy Calvin. This was totally worth it.
I'm calling you from a car phone this time.
Whoa.
So, I
was
listening...
That's so impressive. A car phone? You must be rich.
The older episodes, and I was remembering the episode where you called up the apartment manager saying that you clogged the toilet with sand.
Yeah.
Now, I think you should reuse that prank idea again, but with a twist.
With blackberries.
You should call up apartment managers in Florida and say that you clogged the toilet with sand, but the reason you put sand in the toilet was because of the hurricanes. Since you didn't want to waste any water flushing the toilet, you filled it with sand so you could use it like a litter box.
What a great idea.
I think that would get some good reaction.
I think people should do that for real.
Bye for now. Cactus, cactus.
What a great idea. What a good way to save water and save the earth in the process. I could also tell the apartment manager I didn't want the hurricane to come in through the toilet. Kind of like when you put sandbags down for flooding. I was sandbagging the toilet. Wait, no, that's stupid. Never mind. Anyway, what I've been wanting to do for a while is, like, you know the Sensei Doug thing? I think when I started doing Sensei Doug, it was when I called that electronics store. And I could be wrong about this, but I don't think I am. In fact, I'm going to check here real quick on the Phone Losers YouTube channel. Yeah, there it is. Electronics store guy won't stop looking at Sensei Doug. And I think most of you remember that. Should I play it right now? I mean, it's 5 minutes long. Maybe I could cut some of it out. No, I'll play it at the end of the show. But anyway, a listener submitted that phone number to me. He wanted me to prank call this electronics store guy. You know, it's some storefront in a downtown looking area. Kind of a rundown looking place. And they sent me the number. They said to say something about my weed eater, and he would just freak out at me. And I didn't know why. I didn't know who this guy was, but I looked at his store on Street View, and I looked at the stores on either side of this electronics store guy. I wish I could remember the name of the electronics store. I'm sure that'd be easy to figure out, but that's way too much work. Anyway, what I'm getting at is that this electronics store has been pranked by another prank caller known as Longmont Potion Castle. And I don't know how many calls they made to him. I'm looking on YouTube here, and I just see two of them. Like, there's an album called Longmont Potion Castle Volume 8, and the call is called NBS Electronics. Oh, that's the name of the place, NBS Electronics. Shit, now I gotta get on Google Maps and look it up. Alright, I'm looking on the street view. I'm trying to zoom in on the karate place next door to this electronics store. I don't see anything about Sensei Doug in the window. But I'm sure that's where I got the name Sensei Doug from that I use all the time. Was it actually the baby store that I called first before I called this place? Because I know the baby store, they had a karate place right next door to them. And maybe I looked at his sign and it said Sensei Doug on it. But I thought it was this electronics store place. Anyway, I've never heard the Longmont Potion Castle calls. So we're going to sit here and listen to them together. It looks like each one is about 3.5 minutes long. And we're going to listen to them both. I want to hear this electronics store guy talk to someone else besides me. So here it goes. For the first time ever, together, all of us are going to listen to these electronics store prank calls. Here's the first one.
MBS Electronics.
Yeah, I'm looking to buy us some valves.
Say again?
I'm looking to buy us some valves.
Okay.
Buy us?
And, wanted to do a quick turnaround on that one.
All right. Are you asking me, can I bias your amp, or are you asking me on advice as to how you
that's
can
a real
do
word,
I'm
apparently
asking you what time I can come and pick the thing up from you.
Okay. Let's see. What is it?
It's a Gorilla amp.
A Gorilla?
Yep.
I was not aware that Gorilla made any amplifiers that had vacuum tubes in them.
Well, I put some Gorilla snot on there so you could pick the thing up.
Who's this?
This is Byron.
Byron. Okay, Byron. Are we local in Denver, Byron?
Okay, so you're loco, right? Is that your name?
No.
That's what you just said.
No, that's not what I said. I said, are you local in Denver?
Okay, how much is Gorilla snot?
Man, you sound like you're talking through a tremolo unit, man.
How much is Gorilla Snot?
How much does Gorilla Snot cost? Well, there is a product called Gorilla Snot.
Really?
Guitar players use it to put on their fingers to keep from dropping picks.
I'm looking this
up. I don't sell that particular product, and I don't know how much it is.
Holy shit, it's real, you guys.
I use Gorilla Snot when I'm cracking whips.
Like you're cracking whips.
You sound like you're talking through an octaver pedal.
It's a bad connection, man. Where are you calling from?
Why are you talking through an effects pedal?
I'm not talking through an effects pedal. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Erie.
Erie, Colorado?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm getting ready to crack some whips.
You want to crack some whips? Okay. And who do you want to crack these whips on?
I got a Gorilla amp. And I need it biased. And I need triple turnaround time.
Triple turnaround time. Let me ask you a question, dude. What kind of fucking drugs are you on?
Charlie, you sound like you're talking through a squeeze box or something.
Well, regardless of what I'm talking through, what kind of drugs have you been doing, dude?
The only thing I know is I got my hands all full of Gorilla snot. And I'm on my way down there. And I'm going to crack my freaking whip.
You're going to crack the whip on. Who are you going to crack the whip on?
You're going to feel my grip.
I'm going to see your ribs.
I'm going to grab hold of your lips.
Dude, I cannot fucking understand you.
It sounds like you're talking through a wow pedal.
Well, I'm not.
I think you are.
I'm going to start saying that.
Well, you know what? How about if I don't give a rat's ass what you think? Why don't you quit wasting my time, asshole? I got shit to do.
I got some valves I need looked at, Charlie. And if it ain't done right, somebody's butt's good to get whooped.
Oh, really? Well, that'll be interesting. Because if you're coming by here to whoop me, you done brought a whip to a fucking gunfight, dude. And that means you're going to die.
Oh, shit. Wow. I mean, he got pissed at me, but he didn't, like, threaten my life. And what the hell, Longmont Potion Castle? You're breaking the rules. Don't you know the rules? You shouldn't be harassing someone, calling them over and over and over. Even though I'm kind of an unwitting participant in the harassment. I'm looking on Google, and it says, company fined for smog-forming compounds in Gorilla Snot hair gel. Oh, look at this. They've got Gorilla Snot on Amazon. Only $8.79 for a 6-ounce bottle. Never heard of Gorilla Snot. Anyway, that was one of the calls. I want to listen to the other one. It's about the same length. So here it is. This is apparently the second call that he made to this guy.
MBS Electronics.
Yes, I'm Swanson.
You're Swanson? What do you want?
We're sponsoring Julian Assange with WikiLeaks, and we're looking for sponsors today.
This was published in 2012, by the way. I don't know how old it actually is. It's from the Volume 9 album of this guy's prank call album.
You're sponsoring Julian Assange.
Yes, we are, sir.
And you'd like to have money to buy hand grenades to blow his fucking ass to hell where he belongs, right? Well, I'd be glad to give you some for that, but you don't get a fucking nickel for me for anything else, so go fuck your commie self.
Damn. Holy shit.
NBS Electronics.
I don't even know what he's talking about.
This is Salazar speaking, and I was wondering if you consider repairing my leaf blower.
I don't think so. I fix guitar amplifiers.
Hey, fella, maybe you'd rather look at my flamethrower. How's that sound?
You're welcome to bring it in and give it a shot. I got something that could probably permanently fix anything you bring in here.
You do?
Yeah, it's called a Taurus Judge.
Oh, that sounds interesting. I'll bring my flamethrower in there and then we can get her worked out.
Sure, whatever you want, though.
Because I'm fired up.
What's got you fired up?
Well, you tell a man you ain't going to help him with his repair, and your sign says repair, plain as day.
Well, yeah, it also says NBS Electronics. I don't know what I can do for you where a leaf blower is concerned.
Forget the leaf blower. I'm bringing my flamethrower in there.
What kind of idiot can't fix a leaf blower? I mean, if he can fix an amp, he can fix a leaf blower. What's his problem?
5-10 minutes from now.
Doesn't like money?
Okay. We'll be waiting for you.
You better sit tight, Charlie.
Oh, I'll sit tight, asshole.
I don't know what your hours are, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
I'm open right fucking now, man. You got a beef with me? Bring it fucking on, okay? I don't know who the fuck you are or what your fucking problem is, but if you want to come in here and start some shit, I got something in my pocket that will deal with it. Trust me.
Look, I call a man about a leaf blower, and you're jerking me around, fella.
I don't give a fuck about your leaf blower. I don't work on leaf blowers. I'm an electronics technician. That's what I do. You got something electronic needs to be fixed, I'll fix it.
I got an air compressor I'll bring in there.
I want to hear him make a commercial. That old guy where he just yells at the camera. You need something fucking fixed.
Don't give a shit what you bring in there, man. Quit wasting my fucking time. You're an idiot.
That should be the slogan. NBS Electronics. Quit wasting my fucking time.
NBS Electronics.
You work on a belt sander up there?
No, I sure don't.
Well, just take a look at Sears Roebuck.
You know, if you don't stop
this. So this is all the same video, by the way. I don't know if these are all grouped together on his album as one track or something.
I'm giving your number to the fucking FBI. You're an asshole. NBS Electronics.
Hey, this is Harvey over at Sears Roebuck, Southwest Plaza. How are you doing, sir?
You should go fuck yourself, asshole. NBS Electronics.
Hello, this is Cecil.
What's all that noise up there?
I have no idea what that is. I've certainly never heard that on my end before.
How do you fix the
What's
ends?
Your level of involvement up there, Charlie?
My level of involvement? I am the head motherfucker in charge of dealing with assholes, and you're obviously one, so you can go fuck yourself.
Holy shit, Charlie's a uptight person. Those were on two different YouTube channels. It looks like Longmont Potion Castle has their own channel. I'll have to put a link to that in the show notes. But they're pretty entertaining, you know? They've done a lot of cool things. They have like a billion albums out of prank calls. I've never really gotten into them myself, but every once in a while I hear something of theirs on YouTube that somebody links me to, and it's always pretty funny stuff. And that podcast that I'm always going on about, the one called Reply All, they did an interview with this guy. And it was a really cool interview. I think everyone should go listen to it. If you want to hear a prank caller interview, that's what you should go listen to. Brown Magic would want it that way, and he's the sponsor of today's Hobosode. Instead of music today, we're going to end the show with the call that I made to that electronics store guy, while not knowing who he was, really. This is either the very first or the very second Sensei Doug call to a business. I don't remember which one, but I'm sure you guys know.
Electronics.
Hello, is this Willie?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Sensei Doug. I'm next door at the karate store.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I was wondering, look, whenever you walk by, you know, come in your store, you're just always looking at me. Can you just stop looking at me?
Are you kidding?
No, I mean, it's ridiculous. Well, it's just
okay,
like,
wait a second now.
I feel threatened.
Are you talking about, like, when I walk by your store?
Yeah, you're just looking at me.
I, I look inside your store?
Yeah, you're looking at me. You're like looking straight at me and giving me this look like you want to fight or something. And I mean, I'm not the type of person to come out and just fight people. I know karate. I know I could kick your ass and everything.
Dude. Now look.
But
I don't know where you got the idea that I'm looking at you. Okay.
But you're looking at me all the time.
When I walk by there, I'm on my way somewhere else. I may look in through the door or something and just to see what's going on in there, but I'm not looking at anybody in particular.
Oh bullshit. You're
and
looking
if you
at
you walked out the door right now, I wouldn't even recognize you. I don't pay that much attention.
Oh, why are you always glaring at me then? You're just looking at me like you're giving me this FU look.
Well, I
just cut it out.
I have no idea why you would feel that way. Really.
I think when you walk by my place, maybe you should turn your back to the store and walk sideways.
I think you're full of crap. Well, now, who put you up to
this? No, you're the one that's doing this to me. I'm not full of
I'm
crap.
I'm not doing anything to you, dude. I don't even know who you are.
Well, then
I have no idea who you are.
Well, do you just look at strangers like that?
I'm not looking at anything in particular.
Are you just like to start crap with everyone around you?
You know what? I haven't said a word to you. I don't know who you are.
I know. You don't say anything to me. Just look at me. Just give me that look. You just need to stop looking at me.
You know, if you want to walk out front so I can see who you are.
Oh, you know who I am.
I'll make absolutely sure that I never look at your ass again.
Oh, now you're going to curse at me. You know, I don't have a problem with...
I will never look at your bottom again.
I don't have a problem with anyone else on the street. You're the only one that's trying to start shit with me. Just looking at me every time.
I haven't tried to start shit with anybody. Now, you talk to Sensei Yaguchi, and you tell him you have a problem with me.
He told me I should call you.
You know, I'm still telling you, I don't even know who you are. I'm not looking at you.
You look at me every single time you walk by. You just, like, look right in the window and just stare me down like you're trying to intimidate
me. You know, I'm sorry you feel that way, but I'm not. That's not what I'm doing.
You are, too.
I don't even know who you are.
You are, too. And if you keep it up, I'm going to call the police. I don't even care anymore.
You know what? You better go ahead and do that.
Because I shouldn't have to feel threatened at my job.
I don't see why you should feel threatened. I don't know who you are. I would not recognize you if I passed you on the street.
You would, too, because you look at me every day when you walk by. You just look right in the window and give me this.
I don't walk by every day.
Every day that you do walk by, smartass.
Oh, now you're going to cuss at me, huh?
You just need to cut it out. Why don't you just cut it out? Why don't you just mind your own business?
You know what?
There's no reason
our
businesses can't coexist.
I'm not looking at you. I don't care what you do.
You look at me all the time.
I don't know who you are. I don't bear you any ill will. I don't know who you are. I don't even know where this comes from.
You're being passive-aggressive. That's what you're doing. You think, you know...
You know, you're really starting to sound like somebody put you up to this. That sounds like a joke to me.
Oh, it's a joke to you. It's not a joke to me, because I'm just trying to do my job here, and you're just coming in and trying to make problems for everyone.
I've never set foot in that building, ever.
You're walking up
not
to the
once.
Front, and you're just looking at
not
me.
Not once in 22 years that I've been here next to that building have I ever set foot inside.
Okay, fine. Every time you walk by in front, you're looking at me, and you're trying to just start problems with the people here.
I'm not trying to start problems with anybody.
And you don't want to start problems with people that know karate, okay?
That's exactly right. And I'm surprised that you couldn't figure that out.
Well, maybe you should figure it out and stop doing it. Stop doing what you're doing.
All right. Let me lay something on you, my friend.
Oh, go ahead.
You're telling me that I'm trying to start shit with you. And you're sounding like you want to come kick my ass.
No, I just want you to stop. Just cut it out.
Let me put something on you, okay?
Just stop.
I'm 66. I got a pacemaker and a bad leg. Now, you think I'm trying to start shit with anybody? What, are you nuts?
Well, that's why you're just being all passive-aggressive about it.
I don't even know what passive-aggressive means.
Well, you're obviously not that smart if you're trying to start problems with people at the karate place.
Okay, I must be fucking stupid. That's what it is. So why don't you just leave the fucking retard alone?
Okay.
I'm done with you.
Well, stop doing what you're doing. Oh, my God.
Electronics.
Oh, also, I forgot to ask. I need to get my flamethrower fixed. How much does that cost?
You know, if you're who I think you are, you're making a bad fucking mistake.
What do you...
Well, another successful trip to Brad's Cactus Shack.